Simon Dalad Shin Shin Dalad, but since we don't say it, it's switched. about Avodim. There's Adam Mitzuva Shvisas Avdoy. Adam is Mitzuva on the Shvisa of his Avid, Shemal Vatavol L'Shem Avdus. An Avid who is Mal Vatavol L'Shem Avdus is a full Avid K'naini, so it's also like Shvisas Vehim also, he's also Chayv on Shvisas Avdoy. The Kiba Alav Mitzvahs Anoigos Be'Evin. And he was called Makabal, Mitzvahs like the Nanashim. But even though Mal Vatavol, but if he didn't go through the Geirus, Elakiba Alav Hashem Mitzvahs Be'Noach, he said, listen, it's too much. I'm just going to be Makabal Hashem Mitzvahs Be'Noach. Yehu Kagir Teshav, Mutu Lassus Malacha B'Shabbos La'atzvah. He's not Jewish, or he's a Gir Teshav. He's allowed to Malacha B'Shabbos La'atzvah, V'alo L'Rabba, but he can't still. The other one's mitzvah on his malacha. But also the chayisa lomer like any other goy. Filu misha ain't a rabbo. That's like any other amir lakum. If you don't keep all of shum mitzvah, isn't it machabel anything? Ella adayin who kusi gamor. You just yeah. He's not. And it's also to go ahead and to have him do that job. Even by regular going, you have him here. It's a shvisas avdoy. Like even the melechas ayva asur min atayra, the hutzur b'davar she'ein bo pikuach nefesh. So that's all. Pikuach nefesh is like everything. Yesh cholkim umatirim b'zeh. Some say no. It's mutter. In this case, it is mutter because he's mamash a goy that he doesn't have a shame ever. That's not a shame after the club. Fine, he's technically an Eved, he's doing work for him or whatever, but it's not, it's only Mitzvah on Avdoi who is either obviously a full Eved Kleine or at least a Ger Toshav, which you have a shame Eved. Nikol Makam Yahya Oysa Melechas Rabo Shlomi Daitoi, Nikoshena Oysa the Daitoi, he's mowing his lawn, whatever, you know, he's not in a Daitoi. Mutrifa ain't Sarah Lafisha. He's not chayav the hafrisha. If he'll kibul asher mitzvahs, right? If he's a fool, obviously he's a fool. Every kind he has to hafrisha. So that's also. But on mitzat the din of the eved. So if he's doing work for himself, even so, then it's mutter. Yisrael, acher she'ed a rabbi. I feel oisul the das Yisrael mutter over there. If he did it without him asking, so then it's mutter. Kol she'en shamir is Yisrael. As long as there's no. Amir la'akum. Avad shelo Yohana Yisrael b'Shabbos yotz melacha. Right? The shaila here is not. You can't get hana, but it's not chayav to be mafreshim. Right? If a goy comes to, I don't know, a goy comes in the mows your lawn, a gardener next door. Okay, it's America. I don't know, whatever. Here in the you know the air comes and fixes your pipes. Whatever it is. So then maybe tell him to come and you need to fix it on whatever, and he comes and does it on Shabbos. Whatever it is. So then that. Because you can't have a na on Shabbos from it, but you can go ahead and have a na afterwards. As long as you didn't say anything, you don't have to stop him. Yesh aymim shekol shelo kivu ala asher mitzvah ve'noach, kivu na ein Yehudi gomru, ein rabbi muzar ala, there's no din evi b'chlal, if he's a tzarech echoy l'shem al-sachem v'chim tzarech ha-meis, yon tervish ha mutter lomer lehem la'asoysoy. Right, then it's mutter to go and tell him to do. Ha'gav v'chol evit shemetsu v'ash v'sasoy, any evi which you're commanded be sure his shvisasa. Also, latzis b'chaisam she'asa l'rabba l'haris v'shuad. It's also to go ahead and to go with his eved badge. Imhu shel tit mutar latzis b'chateli b'tzavaro. If it's some sort of mud badge or something, I don't know exactly what it is. If alu tzusai, it's only if it's around his neck. That's a derech to wear, but not if he pins it on a shirt. If shel mateches. The whole, you know, sir, then vare also being. However, also a chayis and latzvay a feel of a shaltid. The whole, you know, sir, it's still a completely also Because why is it mutter? So the chat is because if his other made it for him, so he's if he takes it off, he's going to get punished. So he won't take it off. If you put it around his neck, he let's say has a collar or something. I don't know, whatever. But if he did it himself to show I'm proud that I am the Evid of Evid of some Floni, whatever, so then that wouldn't be. Just an interesting side of the Kuda here, that Hashulchan and he's off dumb to the simon, is that anyway, these levels don't apply nowadays because everyone was makabel dina v'chusa dina b'chol makom, that there's no slavery. We don't have slavery, we don't do avos. Now, an interesting side point is also, in fact, there would be a case where in the one place would be nogea nowadays, is, there's a din, and then as there's a din, someone who's a mamzer, so he can go ahead, the Mishnah Kedusha says he can betar his kids from being mamzerim by marrying a shifcha. He can marry a shifcha, and then his kids would be avadim, and then he can mishachra them, and they're not mamzerim, they would be full Jews. Like Gerim, whatever it is. So the child is nowadays, would you be allowed? Person be allowed to do that? So the person discuss. They discuss about technically you're going to go ahead instead of, let's say a man he finds a non-Jewish woman who's willing to marry him, and she wants to be if she comes to full ger, listen, we'll make a shidduch. I'll be kind to you like a shivcha. And then we'll have kids, and it'll work out. And eventually, I'll be shachar you also, right? And obviously, he's not going to work her hard, treat like everyone else. It's just shevadin shivcha. So the place can discuss about is that mutter nowadays or not? Can you do that? Because din chusadina, there's no you can't have slaves. So would it be chal or not chal? Shishruz nechas yitzchak. I guess he had some sort of situation. However, he said, "Nidus b'chal yadina v'chusadina." It sort of depends on which country we're talking about. Not every country has a dina v'chusadina. Some of the countries have a clear set of laws, but a lot of countries are say Somalia, like they're just run by warlords in Middle Central America. It depends who's on top, who has the biggest militia, biggest army, and these types of things, or whatever. No dina v'chusadina there. It's just the Zomalchus. It's just whoever's stronger. He's called on Gvar. It's not that there's no constant civil war. I think there's no Dina Mahusim, in that situation. So he said, if you go to the embassy, which is technically part of their country, and you go ahead and buy the shifcha there, so it would work. As President Chassidim says, there are other ways to get around it. Rosh Terebach says that in this case, question is what's the din of not having a slave? You have to find mivar. Is it by the they don't want to have technically own someone? Is that the problem? The problem is a slave means a full slave, and you're going ahead and you're forcing them to do something they don't want to do. But if you're just doing a religious ceremony, okay, she's called a shifcha, but there's no actual nafkamina in the actual difference in real life. Questions: would that be against Dina and the Malchusa? I don't know, the discussion, but this is an interesting side point of, so in this case where, let's say Yitacha was Kodiyah as a Shifcha, so this is maybe where it would apply, she can't go ahead and do Malacha for him, whatever, but that's a sign of the Kuda.
Well, just going back a second, in the case of Mace the Untradition, we said that only a Goy Gomo is mutter to do anything, because it's not pekuach nefesh. But isn't there an inyan, even if someone's taking a shev mitzvah to make noyach, that there's an inyan of kovod ha'meis?
We'd have to get. The problem here is that yes, it's kovod ha'meis. That's why the goyim are allowed to misasik with him. But it's the issur is a love of having his ever work for him. So therefore, oh wait one second, it doesn't mean that.
you've got a body lying in the street.
No, because he said the problem is that because he's an Eved. Because Eved Yisrael, he has a din like a Jew who can't go ahead and do it. Shvisa Avda means he's chayav lishpoy. He has to keep Shabbos. That's what it means. So that's just like anyone else. The shaila by Ger Toshav is whether he's a din of a goy, din of a yeah, a Shabbos. Even coming to Meis is not like a Ger Toshav. I don't know. Maybe, but here the Eved Toshav. That's what the difference is. A Stam Ger Toshav, not yeah. It could be yeah. I'm not sure. Sorry, yeah. Can. It's very good. The mutter ever lasts for a lot. My word, it's mutter for going to do for ever to do malacha for himself. He tells him in general, listen, you can go work for yourself and buy food and whatever. I don't care. Kimi shehis the evil boy yoyim. Since me the time of yoyim, oisu l'tzarchim and zanoisav. He goes out. He has a job on Shabbos to go ahead and. Work in the store. And people shouldn't see it, but it's okay to tell him, you know, you go ahead and do things like that because it's for his own good. He's making his own money. Any Yehudi Gomor Shuv Sacher. However, a goy who is his worker, Ein Rabba Mitzuval Shvisasa, even though the poil is a, there are those who say a poil is a din like an Eved or, there's a discussion about how much like an Eved it is or not, but since we only and there is a key in Schirus, but we only say that this din is only by an actual Eved, not by a worker. It's only for someone's a Kenyan Olam, not for a Kenyan for a short zman. So therefore, Goyish workers, which that's the din nowadays, he's not mutuba shvisasa. So if he has a kavu worker and he's going and he's doing work without a mask, whatever it is, so then that's okay. Baba Behema. All right, Baba Behema. Yoytei to Mashi Yishtamer. Now we have the din of the whole parak of Baba Behema. These are the things that the animal can go and carry out. Because like the pasuk says, "I know Sharcha v'Chomarecha Yichayla Shvisas Behema." So therefore, they also can't do Chutzah. Unless it's something like the malbush that an animal usually has. So behema yoytzei tevash mishtamer is boy. Behema can go outside with something which is considered a shmira for him, a leash, I don't know, something like that. Well, other things. Well, im ena mishtamer is boy. If it doesn't serve as a function to shomer him from something, oh havi itruzi yaser so be yoyser havi vasor. You know, if it's something which is no one does it. This is like a super shmira. And that's called a mosul. The chen called a shul noy, the little shimer, the seitzibah, something which is like, you know, bells or something like that, I don't know, if you put a sweater on a dog, like people do, would that be a problem? Could be. I don't know, it's there, like if he's cold, could be his mishamish, I don't know, a person dresses his dog up and does something, you know, be cute, then that wouldn't work. You know, a little poodle, whatever. Yilkach, naka, Yaitis Mizmama the Parasila. The doc is a female camel, if I remember. She can go out the Zvana the Parasila, which is the thing in the mouth. Utabasha Barzal Nokib Khotbu Machnisobo. Right? And the camels they put a ring in their nose and they put a rope to it. Vhamra Luba Vipaga the Parasila Khamra Luba also with some sort of saddle or the mouthpiece, the Haina Briga, Vagama Ba'asashu Kabistroy. All these things are the things in the Dainor to lead them along, like the reins of a horse, a pair of a chamor, Vasus Yoitzin Ba'asar, Oberesin Shuprino, he can go with the reins, or the muzzles, or things like that. Well, be Shneim, they can't be both, because then it's already, why do you need both? Either you have the rein or you have the arrested, and they both serve a similar function. So you don't need both things. And then that's a muscle. You can wrap the chevel, the rope for the to lead him along around his neck, and that's okay. You can even carry it a bit and put it on top of us. You just can't lean on the horse or lean on the animal, because that's mishtamish b'balechayim, which is also aser. Im kosher chevel b'fiasos, if he tied a rope to the mouth of the sos, areiz a mosui, that's a mosui. Yishe'enu mishtamibo, that won't control the horse. It's a pachos, it's not a shmira, it's even less, it's not a good shmira, b'chol. So then it's a mosui.
Like a dog lead, same thing.
Hmm?
Like a lead for a dog. Same thing.
Right, but here it doesn't work. Here it doesn't. For the horse, he put a leash on the horse. It wouldn't work. You know.
It must be the same halacha when it comes to a dog leash.
Right. It's the same thing. It's both of them go out with it because you can control it.
The dog has the lead.
Ah, I see. I see what you're saying. If it's still, it doesn't have to be controlled. Still, but you still hold them back from running. It's not that, okay, he's leading, but you keep him from running off, you know, wherever. It's still a bit of still a bit of control, even if he's leading. The point is that if it's something which wouldn't do anything, would be too, you know, it wouldn't help at all to control him. I mean, here, at least you're holding him from running away, you know. Lotis chamor rapumbia, rishvesen shel barzel, also. It's also, this is something which is, again, it's overkill on the chamor. Kol behema she'asakeh ha'ra'im, any animal which is bad, is a mean animal. Avi she'ein benois mina tzvicha isa shmira, he tzvicha mutil as it's a shomuah or something like that, it needs extra shmira. So even though other cows, they don't need the shmira, but he's a is a sugar and a cow, whatever it is, then you need, then that's okay. Mutter lotzis boy, because it doesn't go by the minig of other animals, it depends on this animal. Bale yashir, and klovim shel tzayodim, v'chayos, ptana shishan, k'min, it's adal savit savara, and it's a collar. Tabas kvua ba, machitim ba ritsua, moishkin oi saba, mutter shayitza b'shir, kara chal tzavara, you go with a collar on its neck. And you can also pull the animal along by the ritzu on the collar. You're allowed to pull him along by that. Elim yoitzim levuvim who or shekoshin and tachas zachrusam shloyalo on the cavus, some sort of say birth control for animals. They won't arrive. Arachelos yoitzis shchuzayis. This is the opposite, that they tie the tail up so that they'll have kids. You wrap something around the tzemer so it should be stay white. Even that you go ahead and you tie the heads of the others, that's only so you go ahead and you want to get rid of their milk. The azma had a chopper, because then you tie it tightly. But in kashig elishma chalava shall yipol the arets also. If you go ahead and you tie them, you tie them so they don't drip. So that's also the halama had a chopper. You don't tie it very tight. That's going to fall on the floor, you're going to come to take it. Chamor yoytzim merdas, pirush kmin ukaf katan shmenichan lechamor kol yom kulo kreishi ischamim. Is that a blanket or some sort? Like, you know, all the pictures of donkeys, like a red blanket. It can be seen by the air, it's also a blanket on it. Because donkeys get cold. Who should take shura lo meir shabbat? That's why it's tied off meir shabbat. So shar kol behemos asuros. You know, there's no din of, it's not, other animals are not mitzar in the cold. So then it's also, and then they still can't, even though you're kosher Erev Shabbos. The question is, like I said, for a dog, if you put a sweater on a dog, see what it says here. Listen, you have to investigate. If this dog gets cold, then the dog gets cold. But in general, you know, people put sweaters on dogs, and dogs don't get cold. So, I mean, so like I said, let's say like a French poodle, and you shave them, fine, I don't know. But the dogs don't get cold. So you put a sweater on them, it could be, it's a muscle. Mutter, I don't know if it's Matthias, but that's, any animal that would, I don't know. Mutter, litain mirdas al chamor b'nei atzina. You're allowed to put the blanket because of the cold. But yikashvenu, koishet sarich, you have to go ahead and go next to it. You have to sort of lean on it and to tie it tightly. That's mishtamish. But al asus, given the less late tzaritzina, asus does not get cold. Also, you can love our das claw. You can put a blanket on him. The hasim or das mishtamish is beimin a chamor beinamin asus. Also, given the less late tzar in lo yitzarena, that even the less late tzar. You can't take it off since there's no reason to take it, unless the animal, the sus is too hot. But if there's no reason to take it off, then you can't take it off because it's extra tircha. But ukaf also ben litol ben aniach ben lachamor ben lusuf. But a saddle, you can't put on anything. You can't put anything on it because it doesn't. It's different from Shabbos, fine, but on Shabbos you can't put it on because it's a masui, because it's not there to warm it or to anything more. It's made to ride. You can't tell someone to ride on Shabbos, so therefore it's a masui. You can't ride a horse on Shabbos. Ukaf shal gabi achamor shiva min aderech. If there is talk about saddle and on the chamor, then you say geya. And he gets tired, and he gets too hot, so you need to take it off. Lo yitzalenu biyado, don't take it off by hand. Ela matar achedol mitachta, untie it. Umalicho mevio b'chotzer, v'neifel ha'elav, and you carry him around the chotzer, and the thing falls off by itself. V'zuchu v'mukhtza. Ein tol l'chomor traskal, p'rush klisha, shel arava klutfa mechasa v'or, it's a basket. It's covered in leather. It's a varli te machal basocho sheocho misham, some sort of feeder. You can't put it around and go outside. And while galim siachim shetzavar katan, they have a very small neck with starim lechal gabe karka, and they have a hard time eating by the karka. Shari b'chotzer, v'lei yotzibo. You can put it on the chotzer. You can't. But you can't. You can't go ahead and let him go out with Rishus Aravim. So therefore, this is all shayla of tircha that the Rishus are going to be the shayla el l'sanag of l'behema. Have a tircha shul tzarech va'aser. It's just for hana of the animal. It's not for kaim of the animal. It's extra tircha, and it's also lo yitzei hasus b'znav shual shetoyli ben einav. Just usually the iron hara, I guess they would put like some sort of charm or something, a foxtail on his head to take away iron hara. But Zerus, these horis, I don't know, noy or some sort of tongue of red string, whatever it is. If you know, I will easily be kissed by them. Kosher may some shi sarjim na them, but kaitzim. Then that was how the kiss they put on the other shit. It doesn't get scratched up by rocks or thorns. No para. Nor on a muzzle for a cow. Also, not with a shoe. Like a horseshoe, whatever it is. But it can go with a bandage. You put something on the cast on or something. Or split. That's okay to go out with that. You can go ahead and put a bell. If you stuff up the bell, it doesn't make noise, and it can go around. But otherwise, it's the problem of Hashmas Kol. But you can go. We can go around, and if you stuff it up, you can go around the chutzner. And this is like a makor. So why, if you have a rattling toy, the kids rattle, so the place can say it's not allowed to shake it on Shabbos because of Hashmas Kol. You have to it's a problem by picking up and rattling is a here a bell also. It makes as many makes noise is a problem of Shmos call on Shabbos. Who they say to be the Rabbin, I hope you should because it's considered a mosli. Since you stopped, you can't make a noise. If it made a noise, technically it would be mutter, because that's what they do. They have a cowbell. But since it doesn't make a noise now, so it's just a mosli. Let's just do one more. Let's say it's a bechaisam. You can't go up with some sort of badge or something like that. Well, even it doesn't make any difference where it is. That's also fine. I'll stop here by your gimbal. And